We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Good Friday afternoon, everybody. It is time. We do have one open line if you want to grab it for Festivus Friday. 576-7798. But first, Dana gets the honorary first grievance of the week. Dana Wright.
My grievance is with myself, but also the place in which we work, because I did not read the company email today, and I just left the bathroom, and there's no water. So I got all sudsed up with the soap.
Yeah.
No water.
Yeah.
So then I walk out of the bathroom like I'm a surgeon holding both hands up, ready to be gloved, looking for a water source to wash my hands. They're fixing it Monday.
Okay.
Dana, was that the soap covered with the paper towel so that nobody accidentally used it?
When I saw the soap covered with the paper towel, I removed the paper towel and thought, that's dumb. Why would anyone do this?
Yeah, why would anybody do that?
And then I soaped and went, you know how you wave your hand? I'm waving.
Wait, yours are automatic?
Ours are automatic.
No, they're not.
No water.
Sam, you sure you wash your hands in the men's room? Because they're automatic.
Okay. Now for grievances.
Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. And a good Friday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let us get started. We will start with first in. You are always the first up. And that this week is our good friend DJ calling in from Oklahoma. Hello, DJ.
Hi, DJ.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Anytime.
And so I have a grievance and a gratitude. My grievance is with Scott because here I am in Oklahoma, and he says Tulsa sucks. I've heard him say that several times.
That Tulsa sucks. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so so you got to give it time. I've been living on Tulsa time since 2016, and it's pretty good. I got my daughter, granddaughter here.
Good.
My gratitude is I got to go to the practice round Tuesday.
Oh, good for you.
And with my sweetheart girlfriend and some friends, and we had the greatest time. And let me tell you something. Those sandwiches Tiger was eating,
yeah,
we got free because we had clubhouse tickets. So,
oh, good for you.
Even though they're charging $18 a beer, the food was free.
DJ, and who's the most famous person you saw?
Rory, up close, T16. And let me tell you, when you did that bit on how it sounds, it was great. I saw Rory, and I saw Jordan.
Good for you.
And let me tell you, practice rounds is the way to go. And I love your show. You guys are pros, just like the pro golfers.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tulsa sucks. Okay.
Stop it!
I've only been there once, but it was... It was not a pleasant experience other than the concert. Teresa in Lee's Summit. Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
Hi there.
Love your show, guys. Thank you for brightening my day.
Thank you for letting us.
I want to complain about the people that don't know how to merge on to the ramp, you know, doing the zip. You know how you're
the zipper merge, yes.
Yes. They don't know how to do that. It's just road rage all the time because they're thinking that they're in the right lane and they're not wanting to let anybody in.
No. Thank you so much for the call, Teresa. Your grievance has been heard.
All right, loud and clear.
That is the proper way to zipper merge, I will say.
Okay.
Kim in Belton. Kim, hello.
Hello. So my grievance is the condominiums at 51st and Oak, where people barrel out of the garage parking and pull all the way through the crosswalk before they stop. So I have to walk that sidewalk between my office and my parking lot, and I risk my life because they don't stop before they pull all the way out.
Okay. Kim, you are in. Thank you for calling in. 576-7798. Maria in Olathe. Hello.
Hi. You guys are absolutely awesome. I enjoy listening to you every day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
My grievance is, you know, as you're getting ready to get onto the highway, you're on the exit ramp, and especially I-35, it's horrible. But when you're getting on, the person who is on the ramp behind you gets out and goes around you to where half the time I have to get off on the median, on the side there, you know? It just irritates me. Why can't they wait till I get out there, and then they can go?
We're having a lot of traffic-related grievances today.
Is this a zipper merge grievance as well?
I don't know. I'm not asking.
No, this is just, you know, it just is irritating. You're getting ready to get over in your lane so you can get on the highway, but then the person behind you takes your, you know, just goes right
I see. You're talking about this sneaky jump into my spacer.
You got it.
Yes, I know of whom you speak. That person is a bad person.
It is. All of them.
Okay. All right. She's talking about when you're coming onto a highway and there's somebody on the entrance ramp. She said exit ramp. Entrance ramp behind you. And then you're trying to get onto the highway from the ramp.
And they're coming around you.
And the person behind you jumps into the spot where you're trying to merge onto.
Right.
All right. The jump into my spacer person. Okay.
I call it punch it and ride.
You call it what?
Well, sometimes when traffic is clogged and I'm stressed out, I got to punch it.
And ride?
I don't punch it very often, but my car will punch if you punch it.
Okay. David in Kansas City. David, hello.
Hello. My grievance is regarding just kind of dovetailing off the formula shortage. Somebody this week had said something about, oh, well, here's a homemade recipe. There's a homemade recipe available online, and we used to do this back in the day, and it was perfectly safe. No, that doesn't make it safe. And the same reason that just because you had lead pipes in your home and it didn't seem to affect you, supposedly, doesn't mean that it makes it safe, or having lead paint or having asbestos. It's still dangerous, and people that are posting these things are preying on people who are starting to get desperate. And if I can say, and if you look at any medical person with any sort of actual degree, they would say, do not use this recipe. It's not good for children.
Right.
It's not good for babies.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And there have been plenty of warnings this week, and I know that parents are getting desperate.
Yeah.
Every medical professional will tell you, do not attempt to make your own formula. It does not go well.
Please talk to your pediatrician.
That's right. 576-7798. If the phone is ringing, that means you've grabbed one of our four lines, and Sam will be with you as quickly as he can. We only have four. We have four lines and only one Sam, so be patient. Cornhole KC, third annual, is coming up, presented by Dana and Parks. It's going to be on Saturday, June 25th. Make sure to go to cornholekc.com to register your team. If you do it before May 31st, there is an early bird registration. You can save $15 on your team registration. There is casual and competitive brackets.
We're competitive.
No, we are casual. the competitive bracket is ACL certified, so you can get points from the ACL in the competitive bracket. It is Saturday, June 25th. You can register at cornholekc.com. All right, 576-7798. Let's go to Carlos in Lee's Summit.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Carlos.
Yes, sir. Do you hear me?
We can hear you. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Appreciate that. I had a grievance with Dana because, and again, I've been driving and I can't look this up entirely, but I do remember John Daly winning a 2004 at the Buick Invitational.
Well, that would make me happy if true, and I must have missed it because I just Googled when was his last win, and it was a while ago.
I remember watching it, man. He broke down in tears because he was hanging on by a thread, and I'm pretty sure it was 2004.
That was probably around the rock bottom time of the rock bottom golf.
He was struggling. But I think he has some wins on the maybe the senior tour, perhaps. I'm not sure about that one.
Well, I love him. I root for him all the time, Carlos, and thank you for the clarification. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have fun.
All right, I'm looking up here. He won the Buick Invitational in 2004.
That's what he was talking about, yeah.
Okay.
We missed that one.
And then I don't see any wins after that. I'll check. He did win one in 2017. Trying to see which one that was.
You hear he said that his strategy out there is...
not die?
Blanking, hit it as hard as you can, find it, hit it again.
Grip it and rip it.
Yes, grip it and rip it, baby.
Yo, grip and rip.
God,
yeehaw.
I love him.
Mary in North Kansas City. Hello, Mary. Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
So I've been wondering why we don't hear from a wet nurse, someone who's breastfeeding their baby. They could really solve a lot of problems, and you burn a lot of calories when you breastfeed, so you can get skinnier faster.
But Mary, if you're a wet nurse, you have to be available every 2 to 3 hours all day, every day, and I don't know that it's as feasible to do it in today's day and age as it was like in the early 1900s. There are milk banks for that reason, breastfeeding milk banks where the milk is pasteurized and given to the moms who need it.
Well, okay. I get your point, but I just think it could be a stopgap, you know. Maybe
sure.
Somebody out there will think of it. That's all I wanted to say.
Sure.
Okay. All right. I do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. 576-7798. You would basically have to be on call, would you not?
You would have to give up your life for another mom to be a wet nurse.
You
would also have to have a baby that no longer needs your milk. I mean, I'm not saying it couldn't be done, but I think there are better, easier, more efficient ways to do it. And I want to remind everybody, there's a huge special needs population that needs formula. This was on Channel 9's website today. And I mean special needs, like this kid looked like she was 7 or 8 or 9 years old.
That's right.
And they put the formula in the feeding tube. So it's not all infants that need it.
But to be a wet nurse, the way I understand it, and this is sort of a throwback to a bygone era.
Yes.
You would have to have, at least in the relatively short past, have had a child, hence you have the capability to lactate. And then wherever that kid is of yours, to hell with them, because you're going to go live with Dana Wright and basically breastfeed her kid every 2.5 hours.
I mean, back in the day, it was very wealthy families who had someone employed who lived in the home and got up all night and fed the baby.
Let's go to Bessie in Kansas City. Bessie, can you hear us?
Yeah, I sure can.
All right, go ahead.
I heard the lady about 51st and Oak about the parking garage, and then there's a crosswalk. My problem is the crosswalk. The students or the individuals, they're looking down at their phones. They're no there at a crosswalk, and they just walk right across, not looking up one bit. That happens so much. And I know they say pedestrians have the right of way. Well, at least the pedestrians ought to at least have eye contact other than their phone.
You are right, Bessie. And you know what? A lot of people around the world are hurt and killed every year with their nose in their phones. They either walk into traffic, they fall down a manhole. That's happened several times. You know,
is it bad to laugh at those?
No. Well,
does it make me a bad person?
I think it could happen to anybody, Scott.
I mean, when you see somebody walking
down
the street.
Now, the selfie person that's leaning over the Grand Canyon going, woo, look at me. I mean, I'm not saying that.
Or even worse, when dad hands the phone to his kid and says, take a picture of me on the edge.
So avoidable, people.
Got too close to the edge.
One moment I'm there, one moment I'm not.
Houdini.
I'm sorry. It's funny.
Wow.
If that makes me a bad person, when I'm watching those videos and there's somebody walking down the sidewalk and 1 second they're there and 1 second they're not, I laugh.
Okay.
Sarah in Kansas City. Sarah, hello.
Yeah. Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
We're doing quite well.
So
thank
good.
You.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Good. My grievance is that cancer sucks. We actually found out my stepmom, which her and my dad are both huge listeners of you guys. But she actually found out she had breast cancer, and we've confirmed that it's a lot worse than we thought. So
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Sarah, you give them our best. We are so sorry to hear that.
I will do. Thank you, guys.
All right. Be well. Be safe. And the best to your stepmom. That stinks. A lot of people are pointing out on the text line during the wet nurse era, a lot of the wet nurses were slaves. So I don't know if this is...
don't think it's a viable option.
I don't either. I don't think it's sustainable. The problem is so much bigger than just, well, we need a bunch of women who are lactating at the moment who are going to give up their lives, go stand in line and go stay at somebody's house and nurse their baby all night. 576-7798. We're going to do a quick break for the news. We do have one line open if you want it for your grievance, 576-7798. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and that guy over there is Sam Stevie III here on KMBZ.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, if you can't get through on the phone lines, we are jammed at the moment. You can always text in your grievance and we will try to get to it. It's the same phone number. Just remember to put a 913 before it so that you can text it in. I believe I'm going to pronounce this correctly. Shantae in Kansas City. Hello. Hang on, bro. You got to put down your phone or your radio before we get to you on the phone. It creates a bit of a feedback. Gary on the Plaza. Gary, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, I just have a simple little question. Whatever happened to using blinkers?
Man, you all got some traffic grievances. Man, today.
Well, that's what I tuned into.
You are seeing a dearth of traffic blinking.
Yeah, blinking. Blinkers. Nobody uses blinkers anymore. What happened to that?
It is a good question, and it is not the first time we've heard it, and I get it. I understand it. Don't know how to stop it.
All right, let's try.
Or start it.
Let's try Shantae again. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes. I'm calling because I'm trying to figure out a grievance. I'm trying to.
Okay, no, Shantae. I'm going to put you back on hold. You've got to turn that radio down when we come to you, because otherwise we get feedback in our earphones and it's very hard to hear you. So we're going to put you back on hold. If you'll just turn that radio down, and we'll try you again in just a moment. Austin in Blue Springs. Austin, hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
My grievance is with pen clickers, the people that want to just sit there and like click their pen, and they seem to always do it in the most quiet situations, like at the doctor's office or the classroom. And I'm too shy to say something because then I feel like if I say something, they'll be mean about it.
Mm-hmm. The old pen clicker.
Yes.
I'm guilty of that, Austin, I must confess.
We've got to get you a fidget cube.
I love the fidget cube.
What is a fidget cube different than the fidget spinner?
It is.
Yes.
It's got like bumps and bells and whistles and foofy things
they're
that
awesome.
You can touch.
I have one.
They are
and
awesome.
They don't click.
They don't click.
Okay. Well, there are some things that click on it, but yeah.
Oh.
Austin, do appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you.
Your grievance is in. Shantae in Kansas City. Shantae, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Okay. So I have a grievance.
Okay.
I wondered why on 435 East or West, and I'm not talking about now or during traffic accidents or stalled vehicles, why do we end up at a standstill? There are no lights. People are merging on. I don't like looking at the back of a vehicle for the next 20 minutes just at a standstill for no reason. This is not a city street. There are no street lights. There are no stop signs. There are no yield signs. Can we keep traffic flowing so I can go home?
Okay.
That was worth it because it made me laugh.
It is an interesting question, and I just looked it up. There are a lot of articles that have been written about the phenomenon of traffic stopping or coming to a very slow grind on a highway when there is no problem up ahead. Why is it that traffic starts to slow if everybody is just going at the same speed? And one thing that I found, if there are enough cars on a highway, even the slightest minor disruption to the flow can cause a self-reinforcing chain reaction.
Not okay. To bring up zipper merge again, but
no,
it happens
not.
A lot
don't
in you, a zipper
don't
merge
you,
area.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying.
One car breaks ever so slightly, and the cars behind it will break just to make sure that they don't hit the car in front.
But that makes sure they are, to me, that ensures they are paying attention, so that's good.
And what they're saying is, you tap your brakes way up here at, say, 435 and the stadiums. Well, I'm going to use Kansas side because I'm more familiar with that. You tap your brakes at 435 in Shawnee Mission Parkway. People start, if there's enough cars on the road, rush hour traffic, people start tapping their brakes behind you. And what that one little tap at the beginning
yep.
causes a ripple effect all the way back down into traffic. And
yeah.
Way down by, say, you know, 87th Street, then traffic starts to really slow down. By 95th Street, it's basically stopped.
There's actually quite a few videos all over YouTube of time-lapse videos of traffic in big cities, and that's exactly what happens. Somebody cuts somebody off, and
boom,
traffic is there for
takes.
The rest of the morning.
576-7798. Gary in Prairie Village. Gary, hello.
Hello, thank you for hosting my show. You guys do a great job.
God
I think
bless.
You should give yourself a raise.
Thank you, Gary.
And,
go ahead.
Festivus Friday is a run, do not walk. And so I have a question. I've driven past your studio for years. I've never seen the Festivus pole outside. Want to know if there's one planned on coming? And if not, why not?
Well... Gary, are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
I have something that prior to your grievance, I hadn't even thought of in several years because of because of the pandemic and everything. We haven't been able to do the live shows in a long time, which is to say several years. I must confess.
Have we lost? lost the poll?
I must confess, I do not know where the Festivus poll is anymore.
Oh, we need to take up a donation.
Well, Gary, here's what bothers me or concerns me about the Festivus poll. For years, it was in this studio, but we've been here, what, 10, 11 years now, right?
We used to take it with us on the road.
For years, it was in here, but we used to take it with us on the road, and then it would end up like in a KMBZ live van. It's probably, well, no, we, never mind. The
live van's gone.
Live van is gone. So if someone had come across that, they would not have known what it was.
Oh, it's a mystery.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling it's...
It's probably in Deafen Ball right now. I haven't seen the Festivus poll in probably 3 years.
Maybe we can christen a new one someday.
That's not a bad idea.
Maybe we will. All right.
Well, I love you guys.
Well, we love you too,
Gary. We love
Gary.
You better.
Thank
you, boring
man.
You?
Yeah, geez, wake up, buddy. Jeannie in Lawrence. Jeannie, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me say this is the first time I've ever called in. I'm so excited, but I have something really important to say, and it is traffic related.
Okay.
Oh, God, here we go.
I commute from Lawrence every day to a great hospital in Kansas City, Kansas. I won't name what it is, but I see road rage every day, and it is so frightening. And I think the point that you made, Dana, on Facebook the other day, that you really have to just consider that all those crazy, there's people out there that are crazy and they have guns.
Correct.
And it's not worth it. You just need to back off and don't honk your horn like my husband does all the time. And I get on him because I might be the one that gets shot when they're shooting the gun at him.
Correct.
Hmm. Jeannie, so. You said you commute into KCK every day from Lawrence. And I believe I'm going to quote you exactly here. You say, I see road rage every single day.
Oh, I do, because there's people out on I drive I-70 every day, and, you know, it's just ridiculous what people will do.
Yep. So road rage at highway speeds.
Yeah, they'll cut each other off, they'll weave in and out of traffic, they'll get mad if somebody's driving in the passing lane and not moving over, and they'll get, you know, real close behind them. I mean, it's just not worth it because it's just, you know, as you said, there's people that are crazy out there.
All right. Hey, Jeannie, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Josh in North Kansas City. Josh, hello.
So my grievance, I'm with you guys, the whole blinker thing. My grievance is with the blinker issue and the slinky effect. How have we not come up with a solution for it? And when you guys were talking about it a second ago, that's when I called in. It just popped into my head. It might be a stupid idea. But why can't we just, like, make it, like, start making, like, a regulation? Like, two separate types of brake lights on the back of the car, for instance, where maybe if I'm only hitting, like, 15-20% of my brake capacity, it's like a green light pops up back
right
there above where the red lights are. And if I'm hitting it hard, it's a red light. Maybe? I don't know. How has someone not solved this problem?
Okay.
I don't know. I love your passion and your idea, Josh, and now I've got the Slinky theme song in my head. It's Slinky, fun for a girl and a boy.
Slinky, Slinky, it's such a wonderful toy.
Yeah, such an unusual toy.
Oh, such an unusual toy. Sorry.
Yeah. Remember it used to go down the stairs?
Stairs, of course it did.
And then I'm sure someone got choked and died, and now you can't buy a Slinky.
By the way, when I had Slinkies as a kid, I tried that down the stairs trick.
It'll go.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It does like one or two steps, and then it just rolls all the way down to the bottom.
Well, you were doing it wrong.
Yeah, are you Slinky challenged?
No. From the text line, for the love of God, my grievance is with the grievers today. Is there nothing more interesting in our lives than traffic?
Amen.
Apparently not.
Okay. My grievance is with panhandlers in the Westport Plaza area holding up inappropriate signs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, can you...
I'll give you an example. They continue to write in, who in their right mind is going to give someone money when the sign says, F you, give me money?
I grew up around there, and I have been going to the Plaza my entire life, and I've seen everything from blanket, I just want drugs, to do you have any drugs?
Oh, God.
To don't give me food, I just want money for alcohol. Like, yeah, I've seen it all.
Wow.
Okay.
576-7798. Dana, Chris, and the others, hang tight. 576-7798. And don't forget to check out our podcast. Sam puts them up at the end of every hour. You can find the Dana and Parks podcast at KMBZ.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, I think we got a pretty good board of non-traffic related calls, finally, on this Festivus Friday. Dana in Topeka. Hello, Dana.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for entertaining me every day on the way home from work.
Thank you for the honor.
My grievance is that you turn 40 and all of a sudden you just start gaining weight in places, even though you work out all the time. It just happens, and it drives me bonkers because I can't find anything that helps someone over 40 not gain things in places where things should not be gained.
Yeah. Do you have gray eyebrow hairs yet, Dana? Because that's coming your way, too.
Yes, I do. I do. And I try to pluck them, and then, you know, you have no eyebrows. So
right.
You're like, okay, I shouldn't do that either.
Well, you can tattoo them on like Dana does.
You could. Dana, this is a true story. I colored my hair this week for the first time in, might have been pandemic era. And it took him like 9 gallons and 6 hours. That's how much gray I had. And I go, what do people do like who have this going on, Dana? And he goes, well, they come in every 4 weeks and they take care of it.
Mm.
And I came home, true story, and I said to Chris, if you think I'm doing this every 4 weeks, I go, we're letting it go, sister. This is the year we're letting it go.
Okay.
Yes, or finding another job or six to be able to pay for six.
Correct.
Let it go.
Well, Dana, on behalf of most of the people on this show, I can only say to you, welcome. We're glad you're here.
I'm not enjoying the club, but I appreciate you welcoming me.
Okay. All right, be well, be
it's
safe.
Sort of social.
Demented, but social. Dave in Olathe. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. So I'm a huge 80s music fan, and twice this has happened to me this week. It's small, but when you hear Guten Leben, Gauten Globen, come on, you're all excited for some Rock of Ages, and it ends up being that stupid Offspring song instead. Yes, I hate the Offspring.
I didn't know there was any other song. Yeah, I just thought that was that song.
I thought Mountain Gleben, Mountain Globen was Def Leppard's.
Yeah, well, the Offspring stole their opening to one of their stupid songs.
Oh!
Dave, God, yeah. That was terrible. Dave, A, thank you, I think, but B, now I'm going to have that darn beginning of that song in my head all night long.
You got till July 23rd to enjoy it, then the concert.
That's right, July 23rd at Kauffman Stadium.
Okay, that's great.
Mountain Gleben, Mountain Gleben.
Yeah,
okay, Dave,
you.
Goodbye. Drew in Leawood, by the way, hang on, Drew, 576-7798. We do have one line open if you want to grab it. All right, Drew, go ahead.
Hey, thank you for having me on your show. I really enjoy your show every afternoon.
God bless, man. Thank you.
You know, this is probably old, but there just has never been, since the beginning of time, there's never been a decent toupee. You can spot them a mile away.
Yeah.
They're horrible. They're never color-coded correctly. And it just it breaks my heart when I see that, and they're horrific. And you can't say anything because you'd be a jackass if you would, and you can't laugh because you'd be a jackass if you would.
Right.
So you have to sit there and just smile and pretend like you don't notice anything. And then there's like a guy that's like 117 years old. He started wearing one at my office. You know, you're bald one day.
Oh!
And wait,
Drew, he switched it up midstream?
Yeah, it wasn't even a gradual, you know, it just, he came in wearing faux fur on his head, and you want to...
Wait.
You can't say anything, because you know that you want to be honest, but you can't be honest, so you have to lie, and you have to pretend you don't
see anything.
What you're saying, Drew, is you got to ease into the toupee. You can't go from George Costanza and then show up looking like Fabio the next day.
Yes, but there's never been a toupee that works for anybody. And there's probably a lot of people out there that are going to say, oh, yeah, I've been wearing for years. Nobody's ever noticed. Mm. Wrong. Nobody's ever had the guts to say anything to you that your toupee looks stupid. It just looks horrible.
This has got to be a first in 10 years. Well, this has never come up.
I love this grievance. And you're absolutely right. You can spot a toupee from a mile away. Here's what I've never been able to figure out, and I didn't even think about this until your grievance. Where do you buy a toupee? I've never seen one on the rack.
I've got no idea, but whoever sells them is just doing a really, really crappy job.
Yeah, you got to keep that clean there, partner. You almost
made me poop myself. Just, it's like, can you not color code correctly? Can you not do it gradually?
Drew, you remember in the 80s they had that spray-on can, and you would just go, at the bald spot?
Yes,
it was spray-on hair.
It's still there.
I tried it, and the people that have toupees criticize me because I'm losing my hair, and I can't say anything to them like, you look like a jackass, you know? But, so you just have to sit there and smile and take it. It's just maddening.
Drew, I want to thank you for a very original grievance, and B, for a lot of good laughs. Thank you. You're a very funny caller.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. You be well, my friend.
By the way, Scott, you get toupees from beauty supply stores, but I would not visit the one in Northeast Wichita. It might have a brown tint to it.
Oh, yes. The 8-wig boom boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very popular store. It was very popular.
Yes. Those have been taken off of the shelf.
Clean up in aisle three.
They
washed
them
and put them back.
All right, we got to run. Bonus hour is next. Don't forget to check out our podcast as well at KMBZ.com or wherever you get your podcasts. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, he is the finest man in all of these United States. He is Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. Congratulations to all of the graduates out there, high school or college. Well done, my friends. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.